The idea is simple. Carry a neon-colored flag while crossing the street, and it's more likely a car will see you.
These pedestrian flags are kind of an out-of-the-box thinking.
Joseph Gaudette is Bridgeport's police chief, and he says Bridgeport took inspiration from Salt Lake City, which piloted a crosswalk flag program in 2000.
So we've provided these small, probably about, you know, 1 foot by 1 foot flags that people can hold in their hand and to make traffic aware that they're out there, that they're coming, that they'd like to cross.
Gaudette says the program is being tested in front of the City Hall Annex on Broad Street. When the walker's done crossing the street, they leave the flag in a box for the next person. The police chief says the flags are part of a broader program aimed at reducing accidents involving pedestrians. In 2013, the city investigated 11 accidents involving 13 walkers. This year, they've investigated 2 accidents. He says the city is trying other more traditional methods, things like radar enforcement and speed bumps. One thing he says they haven't pushed, writing jaywalking tickets.
Certainly, when it comes to enforcement, we have to look at that. Some of these pedestrian-involved accidents last year involved the improper use of the roadway by the pedestrians. And so, it really is a two-way street. Certainly, the drivers have to be mindful that there are pedestrians crossing the street, but the pedestrians have to be able to cross safely and in compliance with the law, too.
And is he worried about people stealing the flags?
You know, when we talked to Salt Lake City, they said that was probably the biggest issue with the flags was that they tend to walk away with the pedestrians. But you know, it's a small amount to pay. Again, if we can save one life by using these flags, then it's absolutely worth it.
Councilman James Holloway says one flag has already been stolen, but the city, quote, kind of expected that. According to the mayor's office, the project will cost about $500, paid for with city funds. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.